Welcome or welcome back to Church Media HQ. My name's Luke Clayton, and I am your host. Today, we are having a conversation with Bo Snyder, who is no stranger to Church Media HQ. In fact, he has been on the show many times before, and so we are excited to have a conversation with Bo today. Bo is a videographer and producer. He really does all things video, from shooting to editing. He has helped us produce just about every short film that we have made here at Must Increase. And Bo is a huge help. He's the producer of this podcast, and can't say enough good things about him. So let's get right to our conversation with Bo Snyder.
That being said, what is it a good idea to maybe say, hey, instead of a live stream, your sermon just goes out on Sunday, but it's just better done, more quality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I think that kind of leads to the next part of our discussion here, which has to do with just some of the technical aspects of church online. So I will say this. So it'll take a really long time to answer that question. We'll just dive into this conversation. I think there's different levels, or different aspects of priority that go into producing video in general. Okay,
definitely.
So let's back it out here, and again, we're not picking on churches.
Nope.
We're talking about video production.
Yeah.
So these different aspects. For example, let's talk about our podcast,
okay,
or our Church Media HQ show. Well, now, for the past, I guess it's been over a year now, it's been on video.
Mm-hmm.
We've put it out on YouTube and Facebook and whatnot.
Yep.
But we started with audio only. And we did audio only for about a year, I think, before we ever, maybe just short of a year,
that's
before
about right.
we ever went to the video.
Yeah.
Because the audio is more important.
It is.
And we have all, we have the gear and everything to make sure it sounds good. But we've even said before, when it comes to our video versions of the podcast, now we have a good camera, most episodes are recorded on a good camera, but some of the episodes that are virtual, that are recorded, by way of, Zoom or whatever, you look at the video quality and it may not be as great, but the audio is still good.
Right. The audio is,
And the thing is I forget, I've seen some interesting statistics, and they change over the years or whatever, but people are basically care more about, when it comes down to it, they care more about audio.
They really do.
Than they do about the video. And so not that your video can be just, nasty.
Right.
But so I would start there.
Okay.
I would prioritize. If somebody said, they come to me, they said, I got nothing. I got no way. I don't know how to do church online. I don't know how to get my sermons out there or whatever. I would say, let's just start with audio.
Yeah.
Let's invest. I think we've talked about the Rode Lav before, into something like that. That basically it records directly into your phone.
Yep.
It's about $70, $80.
Yeah, $80, something like that.
Invest into something like that. Put it on your on your shirt or whatever when you go to preach. Press record on your phone. What you're gonna do is capture a high quality audio content of your. Now this is at an absolute base level.
This is the bottom of.
Yeah, you say, well, maybe I already have a sound system and I have I'm obviously wearing a mic and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, figure out how to record that audio that's going into your sound system. But I would say at the base level, start with your audio and take it and put it up on a podcast.
Yep.
If you want to set up a podcast really easily, anchor.fm. That is the easiest way. I've talked about it many times before.
Anchor's great. Anchor's good.
It's free, completely free, and very easy. It distributes your podcast to just about every platform out there, Apple, Spotify, Google, all the places. And if nothing else, you can start right there. You record your audio. And honestly, that whole process, after you've recorded it and preached your sermon, that whole process, it's very easy to take your audio, get it uploaded, get it published. So I would start there. Start with the audio and focus on that.
Okay.
I would argue this, and honestly, there's probably different even people in the creative space here that would push back on this, but I really do believe I would rather you have really good audio than to have anything that has bad video. So don't I have good audio, so I'm gonna record, like you said, with my phone, Facebook, I'm gonna set it up on the pulpit. I've seen that so many times.
Well, There's this funny thing about audio. There's people that I listen to, whether it's a podcast, you know, motivational speakers, you know, certain people. I love to listen to them.
Yep.
First of all, the audio production quality is great.
Yep.
And then just the way they talk and the way that they, you know. And then sometimes the same thing can happen with like a music video, okay? Mm-hmm. Like if you love a song, you know, oh, I love this song so much. And then you go, you actually see a video of that person talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a whole different perspective, like, oh, that's what they look like.
Yeah.
And that's what that song is. It's like, oh, that kind of ruined it for me. So it's better to – and I agree 100%. As much as I love video, I love mm-hmm. creative video stuff, but your audio is more important mm-hmm. because it's kind of like a it's kind of like a book. When people read a book, they fill in the visual stuff, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like whatever they want it to be,
mm-hmm.
you know. So if you don't have a great set or a great, you know, background of, you know, of your church auditorium, whatever,
yeah.
church space, whatever it is, that's actually okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be
mm-hmm.
because people, they're really going to learn from what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's where the audio comes from. So I get what you're saying 100%. Audio needs to be first.
Yep.
Don't build yourself a nice set, nice background if you haven't figured this out yet.
Yep, yep.
Because you're doing it backwards if you do.
Exactly. So get your audio, get to where it sounds good. And I'll say this, even if you get to the point where you say, hey, I've got good video, whatever, still, you're missing a huge audience if you're not putting your sermon into audio only format and putting it out there on podcast.
Luke, how many hours of podcast or just content audio do you consume in a week?
Oh,
I mean, dude, you're constant. I mean,
it basically rolls at least all morning.
Whenever okay.
I'm probably a little bit on the extreme side of
right.
podcasts, but I mean, probably 20 hours at least.
Right.
I mean,
okay. And you would never sit down and watch 20 hours of video.
No, it's impossible.
I mean, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, yes, video is – obviously, we're visual people.
Mm-hmm.
We like to watch things and
mm-hmm.
see things, you know. But it's – when it comes to preaching and teaching, audio is way more important.
Yes.
It
yes.
is. So once again, we're kind of beating this point with a dead horse, but we need to. So.
Yes. Well, and audio is because of the advancement in technology in this area. See, here's the thing. Let's get a little bit nerdy about it.
Okay.
Techie about it.
Yeah.
When it comes to producing a video file, and you know this because, like, for example, let's talk about this current episode that we're shooting. So
I got to put this together later.
Yeah, so Bo has to take the video and the audio. He has to sync them up. And then the file that you're going to that's going to be this final episode is going to be huge
right.
for comparatively. I mean,
yeah,
it's going to
yes.
be a big it's probably going to be for the full length version of this conversation. We're probably looking at, I don't know, one to two gigs.
No, I was going to say two.
Yeah,
two,
probably
three,
two gigs,
which,
you know, and
which
so
we say people in our space say gigs all the time. We actually don't realize a gig is a good amount of information. It
yes.
really is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, so when we say, oh, I got a hard drive, it's got 1,000 gigs or
yeah.
what's that's it. That's actually really small.
Yeah. It's a terabyte. Yeah.
yeah there you go. So, yeah, it's like, no, but video is just, holy cow, it takes up so much
it's
space.
A big file. It's a lot to work with.
Yes.
Now,
very clunky. Very,
now, when yep. you take the audio, though, and you export just the audio out,
oh,
that
dude.
File is
when
tiny.
When I have to
comparison.
Just work with audio, just doing things in Anchor or uploading audio files, like, zoop. Done
yes.
over it's like oh it's so nice
so because of that reason alone
yeah.
because audio is so much more quickly distributed let's put it
there
that
you go
way.
Perfect
it's quicker to upload quicker to download
yep
and now we live when podcasts first came out you know podcasts came out Apple actually kind of invented them
yeah
they the way you had to get them and this is why I never got you know involved with them until a few years ago
yeah
the way you had to get them was you had to download it. Remember the days where you had to all of your music everything you had to sync from your computer to your phone. Do you
yeah.
remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had to download it to like iTunes on your computer.
That's right.
And then you had to manually with a cable.
Hook your cord up.
Yep.
And then,
sync
yeah.
it over. And I remember doing that. I remember
oh, the
like,
tough days.
Oh, man. I do. I remember back in, when I was in college.
I was
that's how it was.
College. I remember that. College.
I remember on a weekly basis. Like, okay, I'm going to plug
update
in my phone.
Update your songs and update
my
your
songs.
Stuff.
And even
yeah.
like your calendar and stuff got updated
yep.
that way.
Yep.
And so, but now things are completely different. Everything's done through the cloud. Everything's done
yep.
over the air. And so, even get, so podcasts, when you subscribe to a podcast, well, that is just basically pushed to your phone whenever there's a new episode. Right. And because it's audio, it's so much quicker. The distribution is so much quicker. Yep. And here's the thing about audio, and we've had this conversation many times. It's so obvious. It's just like, okay, duh. But think about it. Your ears are always active. Always. I mean, unless, I guess.
Wow, that's.
I mean, really. If you're. I mean, even if technically, even if you're sleeping, but especially during your waking hours, your ears are always active. So you're always hearing something.
Yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, many times you subconsciously drown out background noise and whatever. And that for me is what made me really embrace podcasts and audiobooks and things, because I thought to myself, I sit here any given day working on my computer, doing whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Since my ears are always active, I might as well be having something there, learning something, listening to a conversation, like hearing a book, hearing, you know, maybe music sometimes.
Sure.
And so getting all that, circling back to this, when it comes to there are so many churches that they think that video is most important. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to argue, because we're going to talk about video here in a moment. I'm not going to say that video is not important, but audio is, if it hasn't already, it's getting very close to even overtaking video in terms of the consumption method.
Right.
The more and more people, now they've got 5G phones. And so that means you can download these episodes even faster. Yeah. And so, you know, the more and more this becomes, technology advances, the easier it's going to be for you to just, hey, I'm going to listen to this content. So if your church does not have an audio podcast, you need to make that happen today. And again, you go to anchor.fm, you get your file, you upload it, you put in some information. It's actually a very simple thing.
The more and more that I, you know, back in the day, and not so much now, but I did a lot of research on church websites. I've done so much research on church websites. And a lot of them, it's actually getting more and more common for them to have a button or something that's very obvious, latest audio sermon here or a podcast here, or it's kind of like, it's just... It's becoming a little more mainstream.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, it is, for sure.
It is. So that's a big deal.
So your church, I know I'm thinking of three churches right now that I have recently interacted with, either in person or online.
Okay.
And they do not have an audio podcast. And I actually, with one of them, two of them, I've spoken to one of the leaders at their church there, and I've said, you need to get an audio podcast.
Okay.
And one of them in particular, I said, you need to get one because you will have a faithful listener right here.
Yeah.
I love the content you're putting out. I love your pastor's, I love his sermons.
Yeah.
I want to listen to him every week. And I said, hey, you need to do this.
Yeah.
It's that. And so it's so easy to do. It takes no time. And seriously, I will make this plug. If you say, oh man, this sounds super complicated, reach out to us. We'll help you get it set up.
It's easy once it gets going, man.
We even offer options nowadays to where we can maintain your weekly podcast. So just reach out to us. If nothing else though, we want to help you get it set up.
Right.
Whatever. Maybe we need to put out, I hate it when I do this on the fly like this because it's kind of,
he always puts things on the fly for me.
We need to put out something here eventually that has a, you know, just a quick, maybe a little screen walkthrough of how to set up a podcast on Anchor and to upload your episode. I mean,
yeah, sure, get right on that one.
It's so easy. Yeah, yeah.
It's very easy. It is.
So yeah, maybe we'll do that. But either way, you need to, this is something you cannot miss. And the audio, I getting back to say, prioritize the audio.
Definitely.
And even when you get to the point where you're able to produce video as well, don't forget about audio.
Yeah.
Don't forget about your podcast. Keep it up and going and make it happen there. So that is audio.
Yep.
All right. The most important thing. Now, there's, again, we've talked about this before, and so we kind of see eye to eye on this. Then we talk about, okay, let's talk about the actual video aspect of it.
Okay.
When it comes to the video aspect, let's not even talk about cameras yet. Let's talk about another big thing that gets overlooked, and that's lighting. Is big. Now, if you are recording your, you know, just you preaching, you know, behind the pulpit, which in most cases is going to be the case.
Yeah.
In your service in a live environment, there's a good chance you already have stage lighting.
Yeah.
Okay. So the point is that the subjects of your video need to be well lit.
Yep.
You don't need to have, you know, super bright sources of light behind you so that they're, you know, the, basically the light that's pointing at your face needs to be brighter than any lights behind you,
right,
so that you don't look like you're going state's witness and you're some type of silhouette. So that's that. We don't need to spend a lot more time. Is there anything else on lighting there?
No, it's what I like about lighting is if you talk to anyone, you know, if you were to talk to a Drew Shetler or a Jason Stroll or somebody like that, they will say,
which they're coming soon on the podcast, by the way,
coming to a city near you. Yes, yeah. They will say lighting is everything when it comes to high quality video production, because not to all nerd out on everybody here, but a camera, all a camera sees is the bouncing and on and off of light.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yep.
It's saying, okay, where's light coming from? This is how I see it. You know, it's a whole other thing. I'm not going to get into that because I'll nerd out. But anyway, so when it comes to lights, what I like about them is you can control them. It's something you can control, you know. So, and of course, I'm a big fan of YouTube University or whatever you want to call. I mean, there's so many things that you can go on there and watch. Hey, how do I, if I've just got one person standing here and I'm going to record them, how do I light it?
Yeah.
It's called three-point lighting or, you know, that's the big one that people use. It's so simple. It's so easy. Don't just put a huge floodlight on somebody.
Yeah.
You know? So, once again, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that, but do a little bit of research. It'll really help you. Lights are cheap. You know, you can make a set look very nice for hardly anything.
Yeah.
You really can.
Oh, yeah.
And, once again, if you play a little bit of depth on your camera, you put some nice lights in it, and your audio is good. Here's the thing. If your audio is good and your video is I gotta say this right.
Back it up.
If your audio is great,
your
video is good, your production is excellent.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great formula.
Yes,
right there.
I had to get that right. Because if you switch that around, if your audio is like, that was okay, but it looked good, it doesn't feel right. Because people, when people go to a movie, okay, I'm going to say it, a movie, okay, they subconsciously don't realize they're hearing surround sound. They are experiencing the movie with their ears just as much, if not more, than they do with their eyes, okay? Because if you were to take a great action movie or something and you mute it, it's like, well, this isn't half as cool as I thought. It's like, I don't hear the explosions. I don't hear the distance. Exactly. I don't hear all these things that are going on, you know. So, once again, if your audio is great, your video's good, your production is excellent. So just make sure you stay in that format and you'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the great things that that's a great formula. Yeah. I'm stealing that. That's mine now.
You can use that. Yeah.
But one of the best examples of that is if you've ever done any serious editing, you know, in production, and you've got like maybe Premiere open, what you'll notice is that you've got, you know, your video layers at the top and your audio layers at the bottom, and those audio layers can go so deep.
Dude,
I mean, I've seen on like big level production, no joke, they go like 100 tracks deep.
It's insane.
And because that audio is so, it's so much more, I mean, it's like, yeah. And I think I've seen the quote, like 70% of the movie you'll never see. You just hear it.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that something?
Getting back, I like that you circled back to that about audio. And then when it comes to your video, though, your lighting is important because I would say even when it comes to the image, you can have the best camera in the world, but if your lighting is bad, it doesn't matter.
Right. We've all seen things where, or, you know, maybe even been in a physical place where, hey, the service looked good, it looked great, and all of a sudden the sound cuts out for a second.
Yep.
It's like, oh, or example, a choir or something is singing, or a group is singing a fantastic song, everything's going good, and then the audio, something glitches. For even a split second, it ruins it.
Yeah.
And people will talk about it. People will talk about that. Oh, man, that sound, just for a second, it glitched. And
exactly.
Of course, I hate this for sound people, sound engineers, is that, okay, well, they didn't notice the last 400 songs was perfect.
Yeah.
But then you did notice the one where it went out.
Yep.
So, but I get that. That little bit of audio makes a huge difference. It just throws everything off if it's not there. So once again, circle back to audio, make sure that's good, then you move on.
All right, so now we're going to move on to the part about video production that everybody thinks is the most important part, but that's why we put so much emphasis on audio and a little bit of emphasis on lighting, because it's actually, it's not that it's not important, but it's of those, it's the bottom priority.
Yeah, it is.
You need to have a good camera. Obviously, okay, by now you have to have a camera that's at least shooting HD. Okay, let's get that out of the way. And it's probably good to have a camera that's digital. Okay, yeah. Don't be shooting on film. Oh, man. I remember, did you ever have to do any post-production with anything you ever shot on film?
Oh, dude, the tapes?
Yeah, yeah.
You had to go in and capture. Hey, I want to capture from this. Oh, dude, yeah. I remember that was a college thing,
Sure. You had to actually, I mean, for those of you who maybe don't know, just going to chase this for a minute.
Chase it.
You had to shoot, you shot, you know, on film, mm-hmm. take the camera, have like special cable out to your computer, and then go into your software, click capture, and it would literally, in real time, all it's doing is playing back that film, and the camera's just capturing it.
Yeah.
So I would say, there's some argument that there's some people out there that are big fans of film, and
I have an opinion on that, but I'm not going
to. Yeah, film has a very high quality and whatever, but we're talking about for sake of your church and what you're doing and just being practical. It's going to be good to have digital. That way you've got digital files that you can, you know, transfer over and all that and edit easier.
Yeah.
It needs to be HD though. Let's take a minute and address 4K.
Okay.
In your opinion, as the videographer, where do you believe as far as 4K, as far as how relevant is that to, you know, to, I guess, video production in general now?
Don't need it.
Okay. All right. Well, that was easy. No. Don't need it.
No. Here's the thing about 4K, man. The only times I ever use 4K is, okay, we've done plenty of short films, maybe on some videos where we're doing like kind of like Up Next or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The only time I'll ever shoot 4K is if I say, hey, I need some room to edit here. Mm-hmm. Meaning, example, okay, if I'm recording somebody who's doing an Up Next video, I'm going to shoot wider so I can crop in later.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. What most people don't get and they don't understand is I've seen guys who they just don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh, I shoot everything in 4K and I export in 4K. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Because most people will never watch it on a 4K. Like, mm-hmm. Most phones now, like, okay, I'm, you know, the little disclaimer, you can set up to where you can watch something 4K. I understand that. But if you were to just click on YouTube right now, you're not watching that in 4K.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not. So we made the big mistake of shooting a short film.
Yeah, there
we shot the entire thing in 4K.
We did that for two or three projects.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah. I was only going to say
it's not like we didn't learn from the first time.
No, okay, and you were just talking about like a couple minutes ago, like how big a gig is. We had hundreds of gigs. Yeah. It was the worst post-production process I ever worked on because I was like, why did we do this? And once again, not to say, you know, anything less for the kids. It was a kids' film, one of them. It's like, I didn't need to do this. Why did I make that decision as a DP?
Yeah.
So anyway, for what we're talking about right now, when it comes to, you know, church, I don't really ever see a reason you would need to shoot 4K to start.
Yeah.
Once you know what 4K can do, okay, you can get into that. I mean, guys that I work with, we can talk about it and go, hey, this allows you to do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But most what we're talking about right now, it's not relevant. It's kind of like, okay, I like cars. I'm not a mechanic or anything, but 4K is kind of like, oh, this car has so-and-so manifold. And was like, okay, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is the car loud and fast? Yes. Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
You know, so 4K is kind of like just the jargon of the people that work, oh, I shoot 4K and now I'm shooting 5. It's like, okay, that's not really relevant to people that are consuming your content.
Yeah.
That's just for you and editing, really, is all that's worth. So,
well, and you have to think about, you just said it, you have to think about how it will be consumed.
Exactly.
Especially when many people nowadays are consuming content on mobile phones, on tablets. And so now the only argument I've heard for 4K that I think is somewhat valid is what they call future proofing.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, 4K in terms of like televisions, is becoming more mainstream.
Yes.
There's 4K TVs and
whatnot. That is true.
And so eventually there probably is going to come a point where 4K is the standard for your in-home television.
Right.
I believe the iPhone, all iPhones and iPads that they make now are technically displaying I don't know if it's full 4K, but it's higher than 1080.
It's definitely higher. Yeah.
But here's the thing. The ultimate thing you have to think about is not again, it goes back to screen size.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when you have a bigger screen, the 4K is going to be more obvious.
Yes.
But there's two, stepping back to HD, there's two levels of HD.
Mm-hmm.
There's full HD at 1080.
Yep.
And then there's just standard HD. I don't know what the 720 HD.
Yeah, 720. Yeah.
And I just do this. I hear these stats and I forget where I hear them.
Yep.
So I probably should be a little more research. So sorry, everybody. But most people, when they consume HD, they're actually watching the 720 version. And they don't even know it.
Yeah.
You don't realize it. And honestly, to the average person, if you put 720, if you were to pull out my phone with 720 and your phone with 1080 and watch them side by side, you're really not going to be able to tell the difference. Now, again, the bigger the screen,
of course,
the more obvious it becomes.
Yes.
So if you put it on your television at home, you're probably
going to It's going to magnify whatever it is.
Between the 720 and 1080. But still, the difference is not huge. Yeah. And actually, here's another thing. A lot of screens, like in-house projection at many churches, many projectors, the max they even offer is 720.
Yeah.
Because it's not just screen size, it's people's distance from the screen.
Yeah.
I know I've been in churches where you get right up close to the screen, and you can actually count the pixels.
Okay? Yeah.
But you're standing right there at it.
Right.
When you're sitting back in the auditorium. Okay, so anyway, that's just something to keep in mind as far as it's not just about what you shoot in, it's about how it is watched.
Well, this is what I would say, last comment about 4K, is if you are questioning if you're ready for 4K, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if you are someone who's been in the realm for a while, okay, if I have mastered my audio, if I've gotten my video good, okay, what's the next step for me? How can I make it better? Oh, I'm going to go to 4K.
There you go.
Okay, then you know you're there.
Yeah.
But if you're worried about it and you haven't taken care of the other three or four things, okay, do not worry about it at all.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And I would say when it comes to, like, if you're saying, I want to purchase a camera, I would say 95% of people, if not 99% of people, don't need to worry about getting a 4K camera.
I know what I was going to say. I was going to give an example of that. I had parents come to me a while ago and said, hey, our son wants to get into photography. What's mm-hmm. a good, thing, a good camera set to kind of get him? And they sent me a screenshot of what they're looking at. And I said, okay, that's what somebody buys, like, after they've been a pro for a while.
Yeah, it's overkill.
Yeah, I'm like, this kid wouldn't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know what he's got, So, and I just told him, I was like, he needs to do one of two things. I actually follow a group on Instagram. Their thing is taking video clips with just their iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is how on Instagram you kind of scroll the different pages or whatever. They'll say, hey, here's what we made. It's like, holy cow, that's really neat. And then they'll actually break it down. It was just iPhones the entire time. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're super creative and really good. So I say that to say, okay, this is a whole other podcast we've talked about before. You can't teach creativity.
Yeah.
I mean, you can a little bit, but you have to take – and I said, hey, have your son take his iPhone, which has got a ridiculous camera on it that, 15, 20 years ago you had to buy a camera that was just that good. I said, he needs to master that before you spend $2,500 mm-hmm. on a camera that he has no idea how to use.
Yeah.
So once again, kind of bringing it up to speed – once again, do not dive into something you do not understand.
Exactly.
Because that is not going to help you.
Yeah.
It does you no good. Master the tools you have, and we've talked about that many times. So I kind of went into 4K too deep there.
No,
but it's
not.
Just
I think it's good to understand that, because 4K is one of those kind of buzzwords out there.
It is.
And and a side note, you said that about using iPhones and whatnot. For those who are aspiring, like, photographers and videographers out there, that's a great place to start.
Yeah.
I would even argue that before you go and buy a camera for maybe your photography or videography, that you accessorize it a little bit.
Yeah.
So, for example, we've used it's the DJI Osmo.
Yeah, okay? I was just thinking about that.
You plug your phone into it, and it's a stabilizer.
Dude,
and you get some
great.
Really good
you
shots.
You can get some really great shots of that.
Again,
stuff.
A lot of it comes back to lighting. If you've got good lighting,
you can
get some
really
good
shots.
There
are plenty of vloggers out there, and I've even some people that I follow, they give just quick little daily videos, mm-hmm. And all it is they set up, their desk or whatever is behind them. It's really nice. And they just have a little tripod and their iPhone just there.
Yep.
And that is all they're using. And usually they do have a little mic that they clip onto it. That's
because audio is important.
Yep. That's kind of a thing they usually do. So just that if someone was watching it and didn't know behind the scenes, oh man, they've got a really great expensive setup. No, they don't. They just know how to use their stuff.
Yeah.
So once again, I'm beating that too much because I just people just want the best, but they don't want to learn how to use what they've got.
Yep.
So
absolutely. Well, and all that getting to this now, this is something I guess that's somewhat debatable. Is your now we did. We already said what we thought about taking your iPhone and setting it up on your pulpit and, you know, getting a shot of all your chins. Okay, that's not a great idea. But if in the right environment and with proper lighting and proper sound.
Yes, that is only in a place where you have just for that, not anywhere. Definitely, that's... Yeah.
I was actually just talking to a guy who works at a church. He's a, kind of does their media at their church the other day. And, you know, they have a, you know, different... you know, ministries, and I think it was for their Spanish-speaking ministry in particular, who he is still, their Spanish pastor is still doing, I think he's still doing a lot of their stuff online for whatever reason. And so he wanted to be able to you know, shoot that and do more. And what they did their research, and they actually went out, and I thought this was pretty – they bought the iPad Pro. And they – which has – the iPad Pro for iPads has probably – is the best camera you can get on an iPad. Yeah. And that is what they're using. That is like the camera they're using for live streaming, and it shoots good quality, and they've got another solution for their audio and whatnot. And so I think that there's even an option there if you said, hey, I you know, it's hard to dedicate an iPhone, you know, because, well, that's your – most cases an iPhone is like your personal device. And, you know, some people are doing that for – but I think even if you said – I don't know. I'd have to look at it. I'd have to see it. And again, all the other – for sure. All the other elements would have to be right. The audio would have to be right. The lighting would have to be right.
And everybody's situation is different. You know.
But I can see that working. Well, thanks again for joining us here at Church Media HQ. We hope that you'll take a moment to subscribe wherever you're listening or maybe watching this content. We're available on all podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and many more platforms beyond that. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel so that whenever we drop new episodes or new content, you will be notified. And you can also like this video on YouTube or even on Facebook, and that is a huge help because it helps the content get seen by other church leaders like you. And we are grateful every time you join us for our episodes and the new content that we drop, and you hope you will continue to join us in the weeks ahead. Well, as always, I want to challenge you this week. Try something new. Just try something. Whether you think it's going to work or not, just try something because it is always so much better to fail at trying something great than to succeed at doing the average. See you next time on Church Media HQ.